Naga!
What in the world?
Naga? Naga!
I can already tell I'm not getting paid enough for this one. Ugh, everything is too cloudy. She can't have gotten far. Where could she have even gone? Seriously, where is she? Is that? Oh, goddess, it's a mermaid.
Lumi? Where's Naga?
We have a problem.
A mermaid. You're sure?
I didn't get a good look, but it adds up.
I thought they were, I don't know. Cute? Pretty? Are you sure that's what took... That's what took... Naga?
Oh, they are pretty. At first. They have basic concealing magic. Pretty hair, alluring eyes, mischievous smile. Seashells precariously placed and just barely covering their voluptuous, heaving...
Your point?
Oh, sorry. I think I got carried away there. What was I talking about?
They look pretty at first, but...
Ah, concealing magic. As soon as you get close enough that they can touch you, that mischievous smile turns into a mouth full of rows and rows of teeth. The alluring eyes turn black and you suddenly are staring at a gross fish with boobs that wants to eat you. And not in the fun way. Oh, goddess, I'm so sorry. That was insensitive. To be fair, we don't actually know what happens when you get close to a mermaid.
Why is that?
No, because no one ever... You know what? Don't you worry yourself too much over that. Here, take a look at this.
What's this?
I thought it was odd, finding a mermaid this far north. But... There's reference to one north of the Baccarin Mountains. Lorelei Mortem Piscis.
What does that mean?
Lorelei the Death Fish. Latin makes everything sound jazzier.
Uh-huh. So, what do we do?
We go fishing.
What in the world are you doing?
Okay, Lorelei, come at me. I've got one tasty, tasty body for the taking.
Ew, are you hitting on her?
What? No.
So what? You're hoping she comes to you? And then what? Do you have some sort of mermaid killing spell?
I probably should have looked up a mermaid killing spell. Oh, all in due time, La. My plan will reveal itself. Just as soon as I think of one.
Lumi, I don't think she's coming. Do you have a plan B?
Plan B. Of course, Law.
Well, what is it? Lumi?
I don't know, okay? I'm not exactly a scholar on mermaids, am I? I usually get by pretty far off winging it without irritating onlookers pestering me.
Irritating onlooker? Is that all I am?
My girlfriend jumped off the side of a boat and never came back up, Lumi.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. I've irritated Luminaris Brimstone, the great and powerful witch investigator. Oh, magical queen, I tremble at your feet.
La.
You clearly have no more of a guess what to do than the rest of us, so I might as well go figure it out myself. Goodbye, Lumi.
La, wait! Ugh, stupid water. Good job, Lumi. Stellar job. We go fishing like that was ever going to work. Mermaid killing spell. Mermaid killing spell. Marmot knitting spell. I have questions, but no time, so we will come back to that later. Come on, Lumi. Think. Oh, I have nothing. If I could at least get down there and try to communicate with it. Hold on a second. Oh, it's a start. Just need to get some fish kidney. Lovely. You don't carry fish kidney. What kind of establishment is this?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't see that there's much demand for fish kidney.
Well, do you know where I can obtain some?
You could probably try Sebastian's.
I just came from there. I'm sorry. It's just, I really need to acquire some fish kidney.
Making a fancy dinner,
La, interesting running into you here.
Not the word I'd use for running into you, but okay. What do you need the fish kidney for?
I have a plan.
A better plan than wading out into the water and yelling, "Come at me, bro."
Better than that, yes. I have a spell that will give me gills and fins so I can go try to communicate with her. I have everything I need for it but a fish kidney. Except no one in town seems to carry it.
Well, lucky for you, I'm great at fishing. Actual fishing. If I meet you down at Deerill Beach at sunrise, will you have everything else you need?
Yes, La, thank you so much.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not doing this for you.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
All right. You got that weird potion ready? I'll get the kidney out for you.
Just about there. Getting a little backup plan ready as well. How do you kill a fish anyway? Oh, goddess!
What? If you do it right, it's quick and perfectly humane. Oh, don't look at me like that. Did you think we were going to ask nicely for its kidney and then gently release it back into the ocean?
No, but I don't know.
Whatever. Just give me a second to get the kidney out.
All right. Put it in the bottle, I guess.
How long does it last?
Didn't say. You can thank Merlin for leaving a stellar set of unclear directions. Bottoms up. See you in a bit. I hope. Oh, wow, that stinks. Okay, Lumi, get it together. You don't know how long you have, so better make it fast. Oh, look at that cute little fish. Whose friend I think I allowed to be brutally murdered before I ate its kidney. I'm just going to keep swimming. Gotcha. Wow. Lorelei built herself a pretty nice underwater castle. Looks abandoned, though. I'll just poke around a bit. What is this little sparkly ball? I'll just shove it in my bag and figure it out later. Oh, and hold on. Is that... It is fireweed! I never thought I'd see this stuff in person. I better grab as much as I can since I'd really like to never come back here ever. Okay, that's new. And foreboding. I'm just going to swim in the opposite direction now and get some more fireweed just in case. Oh dear, that can't be good. Just going to ignore you and keep on swimming. Let's see. Fireweed grows in the ocean, in covered areas, and... still not quite good enough.
Why are you in such a hurry, Luminaris? Spend some time with us.
No, nope. Just looking for that little bit of extra fireweed.
You'll love it here, Luminaris. Why don't you stay?
This isn't going to be enough. I need more. Oh, come on. Just a little bit. Thank the goddess, finally! Naga!
I know where I am. I just want to be home. It's so cold.
Oh, Naga, I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry? She's in her new home. As one of my subjects.
There you are. Finally. Wait, can you hear my thoughts?
That's the only way we communicate in my realm.
Well, goodness, that must lead to a lot of awkward conversations.
Why are you here?
Land dweller.
I did not call you.
It's not about that. These people have lives on the surface. People that love them. I'm here to bring them back.
Sweet, simple land dweller. They can't return. They're already dead.
I was afraid that might be the case. Why keep them down here if they're dead? What do you need them for?
Oh, I don't need them. I'm helping them. I fear their lost souls up on land.
Lonely.
No sense of purpose or direction. And I invite them here to share my home. All I ask is the deference I'm deserved as their queen.
Their queen? I'm so sorry, Your Majesty. I didn't realize I was among royalty.
Mock me all you want, land dweller.
I know your skills are temporary.
Perhaps I should keep you down here a little
too long?
Seaweed, really. It's not that hard to pull myself out of... Oh, never mind. That's a lot of seaweed.
I'm
Numinarius Grimstone. Perhaps I should have called you sooner. Your soul does seem quite lost. Always wandering. Like a missing part of your heart. Wouldn't it be nice to live here? Where you can finally have a home?
I'm not really a fan of staying in one place, thanks.
The truth is true. You had a home once. Before you lost two pieces of your heart.
Lorelai! Sorry. Queen Lorelai, this is your last chance. Let their souls go and leave. Go find a new beach town to terrorize so I can find you over there and get paid for a whole extra job.
You're in no position to threaten me. Besides, I can see your gills. They're shrinking.
Sorry, not... It's right. Well, I was hoping to be heading to the surface before this. Hello, fireweed. Burn a flame beneath the waves. Crepitus.
Now. Now!
What did she do? Lumi? Lumi! Lumi? Lumi, please be okay. Lumi?
I dislike the ocean.
Lumi!
Hey, what was that for?
For whatever stupid risky thing you just did.
Well, it defeated the mermaid. Goodness gracious, what do you people want from me?
Wait, so you did it? And... Naga?
I'm sorry, La. She was... already gone.
Oh, Naga, I'm so sorry. Oh, well, at least it won't happen to anyone else. What did you do anyway?
I got incredibly lucky. I found a rare seaweed that's able to create an extremely powerful explosion and, well, it was a bit deus ex machina, but let's just thank the goddess and not dwell too much on it.
No, Miss Brimstone, we simply cannot pay you.
So we agree that you are actively withholding my payment, then? I just want to make sure I'm enforcing the appropriate terms of our contract.
Yes, I mean no. As far as I can tell, you have not solved our problem that you were hired for.
Oh, that is a load of octopus poop. You know it.
You mean I wasn't hired to find and resolve whatever was causing your tourists to go missing?
Of course that's what you were hired for. But as far as I can tell, all you have done here is... drugged my niece, Naga. And yes, I heard about that. Gotten in a fight on a drug dealer's boat at a wharf? Accosted a store clerk when they could not help you find fish kidneys? And then created a very large explosion on one stretch of the most beautiful coastline?
To destroy a mermaid. A very mean one, by the way.
And has anyone other than you even seen this mermaid?
Of course. Lagune here has. Oh, wait. No, I guess not. But that does not negate the terms of our contract. I solved your case, whether you physically witnessed me doing it or not.
I'm sorry, Luminaris. If that's even your name. I see through your charade. I will not let my town be taken by a con artist and give you our citizens' tax money.
All right, that's fine. Can I show you something first?
Well, what is it?
You see this necklace I'm wearing? Here, let me take it off so you can get a better look. You see that red stone in the center? Take a good look at it.
It's so pretty.
Yes, it is pretty. Very good, Mayor. Now, I don't like to use this. If I wanted, I could entrance simple-minded folks such as yourself into giving me their money. It doesn't work on everyone, but there are plenty of people in each town that it does work on. And you know why I don't do that?
Why?
Because I prefer to earn my money. But sometimes those same simple-minded folks don't give me the money I've earned. That's upsetting, isn't it?
Highly. Highly upsetting.
So, are you going to give me the money I'm owed?
Yes, yes, of course. Of course. Bring this to Drake. They will see to it you are paid.
Well, thank you, Mayor. I hope you have a wonderful day. We need to go. Like, right now.
Wait, why?
It's gonna wear off pretty quick.
Wait, what? What? Luminaris! Come back here!
Do you really have to leave?
I've dealt with the mayor's type before. They don't really want someone to solve their problem. They just need to look like they're trying. Then, once I actually do, they don't pay up, find a way to frame me, and I get thrown in a dungeon, yada, yada, yada.
Wait, have you been in a dungeon before?
For business and pleasure. The point is, it's time for me to move on. I never really settle down anyway.
Oh, well, I suppose it's time I headed home anyway. This was only meant to be a vacation with Naga, and I just wasn't looking forward to going back. Alone.
I'm still sorry I couldn't help her.
You tried. I'll be okay. I promise.
Hey, where is home for you anyway?
Grey Falls. It's a really rainy little town up north.
Well, maybe someone will need my services up there someday. Oh, that's my cue. See you around, Law.
Stay out of trouble, Lumi.
We both know that's not happening.